Paul's saying in Romans chapter 11. Branches are broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief. But you stand fast through faith. So do not become proud, but fear. For God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Admonition from Paul, encouragement from Jesus, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, that is the one who bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And then Paul finishes, and I'd like to finish there as well. Note then the kindness and the severity of God. Severity towards those who have fallen. But God's kindness to you, provided you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you too will be cut off. And even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, even they will be grafted in. For God has the power to graft them in again. For if you were cut from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these natural branches be grafted back in to their own olive tree? And so, Lord, we are happy to be here. It is good, and we don't think that we're better than someone else. And if we understand, we have learned that we understand because of your grace. And so it's got to be the simple thing that believing that Jesus Christ rose from the dead proves that he's God. Well, what did Jesus say? He said that there's forgiveness of sin in his name. And so we'll trust that. And being forgiven, will you help us as people who come together, sinners forgiven, to be patient with the other sinners forgiven? And will you help us to look to the sinners that you have forgiven in eternity that have not chosen you yet, God? Please help us to recognize it's the fullness of the kingdom of God that must be gathered in before the end comes. And these hard times are times to rescue people from the danger in eternity. And we ask that. We thank you that Paul took time to tell these people, don't be down on the Jews because they're the not yet. And don't be proud that you're the chosen because it's not finished. God, help us to be people who are different in our attitude toward ourselves in the mirror, toward our coworkers and bosses and employees, toward the people down the road who don't live right. Please help us. And with your heart, with your spirit living in us, help us to go forward with your heart for everyone in the world, including the person in the mirror. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for your time.
The prophet Isaiah looked ahead hundreds of years, saw that wonderful vision, and wrote the famous words, amongst many others, he was wounded for our transgressions. This morning, as we approach the table of the Lord, we think of his wounds. And I thought, as I was preparing this, I thought of the words of Charles Wesley, who wrote some wonderful hymns. Five bleeding wounds he bears, received on Calvary. They pour effectual prayers, they strongly plead for me. Forgive him, oh forgive the cry, let not that ransomed sinner die.